Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
NBA draft tonight, first round. Mike Fratello, former Cavaliers head coach, going to join us at 1 o'clock.
All right.
Or right around there. So we'll let you know as soon as Mike gets locked in time-wise, and we appreciate him being with us.
Okay.
Same thing with a gentleman who's going to join us coming up at noon. That's Andrew Brandt, former vice president, general counsel for the Green Bay Packers, now of the Business of Football podcast and Sports Illustrated. I'm Jeff Phelps. That's Andy Baskin, Dan Menigan standing behind the glass, and Dan standing behind the glass. New studio configuration. I'm getting used to Dan being there. I can see him pretty easily now.
So. I can't. I've got to look.
You got to turn your head. Yeah, that's not
good. Look, there
you're better
is.
Off not seeing me.
And when the light's not on in there, I can't see you at all.
That's really true.
It's weird.
Not a bad thing. Mike Florio is with us frequently on our show, and we always like Mike being with us. He's from Pro Football Talk, of course, his website. And you see him on NBC's coverage of the National Football League. Big decisions in the National Football League with courts and collusion and everything else that's happened. And, you know, the owners making sure guys don't get guaranteed contracts and everything else. Mike was on the morning show this morning with Ken and Danny and brought up exactly these things, Mr. Menigan. Did he not?
That is correct. He was a part of the big expose that took place on Pablo Torre Finds Out podcast. Give it a listen if you are a fan of the NFL and were wondering why the Deshaun Watson contract didn't have the ramifications that a lot of people thought, that it was going to open the door to a lot more contracts. And especially if you ever ask the question, why didn't anybody bid on Lamar Jackson when he was a restricted free agent or with the transition tag or whatever it ended up being? Worth a listen there. But Mike Florio joined the morning show to expound upon it a little bit more. This case that he had finally gotten his hands on and this ruling between the NFL and the NFLPA.
The league won, but included in that decision was a finding that the league tried to collude, and it all got buried for more than 5 months. See, I think the arbitrator got it wrong. I just think that the arbitrator was bound and determined to believe the owners. And we know what happens. This is human nature. You get your hand caught in the cookie jar. You say, I'm not eating cookies. What are you talking about? In this case, the hands in the cookie jar, the crumbs are on the shirt, the cookies are in the mouth, and the owner said, we're not eating cookies. And the arbitrator said, well, that's good enough for me. You're not eating cookies.
That was well
was that
said.
The cut you thought I would love?
Don't look at me. Dan says, no.
Oh, okay. The Andy Baskin catnip is coming later.
Okay. All right.
Andy's going to be salivating.
I can't wait to hear what it is.
Florio does such a great job of breaking things down. You got a mouthful of cookies. You got the crumbs on the shirt. Your hands in the cookie jar. Oh, you're not eating cookies? Okay, it's good enough for me.
No, I trust you.
And it's worth listening to for exactly why Mike believes it is that way. I mean, there's text messages and everything else involving Kyler Murray, the owner of the Cardinals, the owner of the Chargers. There's a like text message between the two of them of, hey, nice job signing up that contract and not getting the guaranteed money, and how, you know, basically we're all avoiding the Deshaun Watson situation. Yeah, it's pretty damning. It's definitely worth a listen. So the guys then got into the Cleveland Browns situation.
Okay.
He was definitely asked about the four quarterbacks and the way that the Browns are looking to go. Here's Mike Florio with the morning show.
You got four guys. How are you going to properly get four guys ready for the season? And you got two of them that are rookies. They need their reps. So between Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett, one of them needs to go before training camp opens. Now, that's how a normally functioning football team would operate. With the Browns, you can never account for that because it's like they try to come up with new ways to be dysfunctional. And the dysfunctional thing to do is take all four guys to camp. I saw Mary Kay Cabot's report from a week or so ago that the Browns may keep all four into the regular season and beyond the trade deadline. And that to me was somebody's trying to get the folks out there who might be thinking about trying to trade for Pickett to realize you're not going to get him for peanuts. We're not going to cut him if we can't trade him. We'll take him to camp. We'll take him into the regular season. We'll take him past the trade deadline, unless they're going to do the dysfunctional thing and take four guys to camp. And then how are you going to get four guys ready for week one? And before you got to cut, you can't burn four roster spots on a 53-man roster on quarterbacks. You need those spots for other players.
Thank you. That's, I'm going to send him lunch.
That's not even the catnip. Is
the,
it,
oh, oh, that wasn't catnip. The catnip?
Oh, that's
here,
not
here's
catnip.
All I'm going to say is that if you guys lose the bet and you have to buy me lunch, I'm going to send Florio lunch for backing me on everything that I've been saying for the last 2 weeks.
You want the catnip?
Give it to me, baby. Yeah.
By the way, do you agree with what he said?
100% I agree with everything he said.
That is true. He does have lunch riding on it.
I personally still believe they're going to take a look at all of these guys. And Mike's right. I don't know if you can find reps for all of those guys, which is why one of them is just going to be put in, you know, like a little cocoon. And when he's ready to go, he's going to get, you know, popped out of there, whether it's Shadur, whether it's Dylan Gabriel. I think one of those guys is going to be kept around, but might not get the opportunities that he's looking for right now.
I think all four guys are starting the season at some point.
No, unless one's on the injured list.
All right, Andy.
It's the only way you're taking four. Right, one of them's got to be on the injured list.
Can we make sure that the cameras are working? I want to see Baskin's face here.
All right, Andy.
Go.
Here we go.
Here we go.
As Juju Smith-Schuster once said, the Browns is the Browns.
Oh, my. Come on now.
Anytime you put winning behind other things, you develop a culture that isn't fundamentally and ultimately about winning. That's the problem.
Yeah, we lived it.
And so if the Browns aren't trying to win this year, fine. Carry five quarterbacks. And that's the other thing, too. Wait till Deshaun Watson shows up with a clean bill of health and says, hey, I'm ready to play.
Mike, come on.
Just wait. Just wait.
I should be doing network. I should be doing network. I don't know. I want to stand next to him. And I just want him to go,
QVC?
This guy. What am I doing?
QVC?
I could sling some stuff on QVC. We'd have no problem with that. He said exactly what I've been saying.
It slices tomatoes?
I mean, are you kidding me?
It minces cucumbers.
Are you kidding? He said exactly what I've been saying about both of these subjects. Probably not. I've been saying it since they had picked up the fourth quarterback with Deshaun. If Deshaun's healthy, he's going to be back on the field at the end of the year. I'm sorry. Return on investment. You can sit here and tell me that Deshaun's not a part of this team over and over and over again, that we'll never see him play quarterback again. If he's healthy enough at the end of the season, he's going to hit the field. Why? It's not your paycheck. You're not the one putting money into the account to pay him out. And if I'm putting the money into the account and he's going to get paid, I'm going to see him on the field. I paid for him to play. Yeah. I don't care about swing and a miss.
We need a
towel. I'm telling you, he will see the field if he's healthy enough to go on at the end of the year.
A pile of slobber under his desk right now.
Go back and listen to what we talked about during minicamp.
Here's
with Kevin. Kevin said, he's a leader in that quarterback
room.
But
here's the thought. I'm not going to disagree with you that he might come back and be ready to play this year.
Okay.
Is there anything that you've seen from him since he's been the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns that makes you think that he deserves, from a football standpoint, to be on the football field?
Jeff, absolutely not. He does not deserve to be on the football field from what we've seen so far.
Okay.
But from the financial and fiscal department, we'd like to get some return on investment. And even if it drags us down so we have a better pick next year in the draft, that's a possibility.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
He's on the payroll. He's not coming off the payroll.
If one of the four quarterbacks is quarterbacking the team well, and Deshaun is ready to come back and play football, he's not going to play. They are not going to take out a functioning quarterback and put Deshaun Watson on the field based on everything that we've seen from Deshaun since he's been here. Unless on the practice field, he shows he's the old Deshaun Watson.
4.5 wins is what our friends are saying.
Well, our friends might be wrong.
I hope you've
got to play the games.
I'm just saying,
if they have a quarterback who's doing a nice job, a quarterback, why would you bench him?
I agree. He's got to be doing better than a nice job to bench him, though. He's got to be successful.
Not
a nice job. Not getting out there and, unfortunately.
I didn't say unfortunately, the defense made a bad mistake.
Define nice job. Like they lose the game because the defense had a bad play?
They're winning some football games. The offense is playing winning football. Hard to argue with that one.
If the
offense
rookie, I can argue it.
Deshaun Watson was
awful.
Repugnant.
Was awful. Great word, by the way. That's a great word.
You guys keep living in the world where no one's paying anyone. That's where you are right now.
But Andy, they're paying him regardless. If they get to the point where they want to pay him and they're interested in enhancing their draft situation for the next year, as maybe they were this year when they benched Jameis Winston, then okay. But, I mean, the contract's up at the end of next season. You're not going to be paying him that kind of money anymore. At some point, you just got to cut your losses.
The rookies would be able to play through painful games. Neither one of these vets will. There's no way. They're not going to let the vets sit around and look horrible. That's not going to happen.
Not for more than a game or two.
If one of the two rookies is starting, then who knows? You know what? We might go to a rotation. Why don't we just do that? Look, the guards have
five starters.
That's right.
We're going to platoon quarterback.
Yeah, Stephen Vogt can put something together.
Let's have the rotation
Chris Leak
going.
And Tim Tebow.
Against teams with a dominant left defensive end, we will play.
This is the NBA.
we'll bring in the lefty. Then we'll bring in the righty, depending on which side the best pass rusher is. Five weeks ago.
All right, can we take it?
Deshaun Watson started
everything that Florio said. Okay,
if you put Deshaun Watson on the field, you will hear your whole fan base go.
Go what?
Get that
really, and then they'll all be excited when the draft rolls around and they pull the hot quarterback.
Unless everybody has stunk at quarterback, Dan. Let's say
we're in a situation where they're cycling through this and Deshaun Watson has a clean bill of health, right? Let's set up this situation. Shedeur Sanders has started two games.
Okay.
He's looked lost and then slightly above lost, right? Does that make sense? Like he looked like a rookie quarterback where the game was moving a little bit too fast and the next game was a little bit better. Still looked a little lost, but it looked a little better. You mean to tell me you're going to have the front office come in and go, Shedeur, thank you for the time. We really appreciate it. No, but that gentleman
Shedeur's
over
in a different
there,
world. He's in a different world.
Gentleman over there who makes a boatload of money is going to step in here, who the last time we saw him on the field, the offense was horrific.
Can I put one in the Baskin column here?
Go ahead.
There is one other reason why you might put Deshaun on the field. Okay. If everybody else has not played very well and he's healthy and you see him in practice and he looks okay and you know you have two first rounders next year, it's the NFL. Quarterbacks are hard to come by.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody might give you something for Deshaun Watson.
Especially in the last year.
With only 1 year left on a contract.
I don't disagree with that.
No, they won't.
They might if you give them the opportunity to go out there and look like working quarterback.
They won't.
You're going to tell me somebody wouldn't take him as a backup?
No, they won't.
Depends on what do they owe him on the last year?
It's 46 million, isn't it?
90 million. They won't.
They owe him $92 million.
Uh-huh.
But that's for 2 years.
No, they won't.
All right, let me ask you this because this is, I think, some more fun question.
Yes, I can.
It's just your opinion.
No, it's not.
No, it is.
It's somebody else's opinion?
I could find all the numbers that would prove to you that they are not trading him. There's too many ramifications. There's too many penalties.
Easier
not
to cut
him. Not to the team acquiring him.
It would be easier to cut him.
Okay.
Not to the team acquiring him, though.
No,
I don't think anybody is, but
not
I just said if he happened to go out and play really well, and you know, I don't expect that.
Let me ask you this question before we go to break, because then I just want to hear your answer. You don't have to give it to me on the other side if you want. Okay, ready? If the Browns over under is 4.5 wins, okay? If the over under is 4.5 wins, the Browns will have more wins or more starting quarterbacks this season? Answer that when we come back.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's Gene Rayburn. I'm Jeff Phelps. We're on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.